We're doing Ahavat Chesed. We'll dedicate our learning this morning to Sarah Chaya bat Dani HaKohen. And the Chafetz Chaim says, we're in Chelek Aleph, Perek Revi'i, Halacha Dalet. V'almad dekatuv b'Torah, and that which the Torah tells us. Lo tikom, lo titor et ne'amecha. You're not allowed to take revenge or maintain a vengeance against someone amongst your nation. Tanya b'Braita. So the Talmud quotes the following Braisa. Ezoi nekima. What's considered revenge? What form of revenge did the Torah prohibit? Amalo, if someone said to him, Hashileni magalcha, lend me your sickle. Amalo lav. He says, no. Lemachar amalo, Hashileni kaudumcha. The next day he comes to him and he says, lend me your shovel, lend me your axe. Amalo einim hashilcha keder shelo ishatani. He says, I'm not lending you, just like you didn't lend me. Zoi nekima. That is revenge. Monetary issues. He wanted to borrow something from you. You didn't agree. When you come to borrow from him, he doesn't agree. So that's revenge. And notice that he mentions, I'm not giving you just like you didn't give me. Vezoi netira, what is the form of maintaining a grudge that the Torah prohibits? Amalo ashileni magalcha. The guy comes to him and says, lend me your sickle. Amalo lav. He says, no. Lemachar, the next day, amalo ashileni kardumcha. He comes to him and says, lend me your axe. Amalo heilach, he says, here, you could have my axe. Einik motcha shelo yishaltani. I'm not like you that you didn't lend me. Zoi netira. This is maintaining a grudge. Now, before we continue, most people think, would I maintain a grudge? Would I be that kind of person? So, let's take an example which happens. Your roommate has a jacket, your roommate has an umbrella, it's raining, and you ask him, could I borrow it? I have to go to shul, I'll be back after mincha in 20 minutes. And he says, no. Think of a real example. Meaning, when we read these examples, sometimes it's not a lie. And then, 3 hours later, he comes and says, you know what, I gotta go out, you got good boots, could I borrow your boots? That's an example. Think of real examples, because it does come up in life. And when it comes up, sometimes we forget this because when we learn it, it doesn't seem so relevant. Because we're using Gemara language, we're talking about a sickle and an axe. So we just have to convert the terms. Think of things that are relevant to us. V'chavanat ha-Gemara. And what the Gemara means, de'afilu al dvarim nekalim ka'ele, that even on things that are simple like this, that it's not so heavy. You're not talking about you ask a guy for $1 million loan and he says no. You're asking him to borrow a tool. Even on things like this, Shayach Gamken, over here also is relevant, the biblical prohibition, Isur Nekima Untira, of bearing a grudge, of taking revenge. V'cholshken b'dvarim gdolim, and certainly when it comes to bigger things, Kigon Limnoa Mileitiv Imo Beze Davar. For example, if you want to hold back from helping him, Shunuga Lemichyato, with something that's relevant to his parnasa. You want to, you ask a guy, can I borrow your car? The guy says no. You find out a week later he lost his job, and he wants you to recommend him to your friend who might hire him. And you think to yourself, this bum, he wouldn't lend me his car, I'm not going to recommend him. So the Chafetz Chaim says, certainly on things that are bigger, things that if you hold back from helping him, it'll affect his parnasa, certainly over there, this biblical prohibition is relevant. Uleshona Sifra, and what it says in the Medrash Halach of Sifra, on this commandment in the Torah, Adechan kocha shel nekima, how far does the prohibition of revenge go? Amalo ashileni magalcha. If he told him, let me borrow your sickle. Meaning this example, even though it seems like a minuscule example, what the Medrash is coming to say is, even on something so small, the biblical prohibition is relevant. But of course it's relevant on bigger things. Adechan kocha shel netira, how far does the prohibition of maintaining a grudge go? Amalo, if he told him, Ashileni magalchai, lend me your sickle, velo shilon, he didn't lend him, etc. V'chein katav Rabbeinu Eliezer Mimitz b'sifro, and this is what Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz wrote in his work on the mitzvos, in the mitzvah kuf tzad design. De'lav davka shelat kelim, this isn't relevant only to borrowing instruments. De'alav kelim k'tiv baka, for in the verse it doesn't say anything about instruments. All it says is, don't take revenge, don't bear a grudge. Elafilu shal mamon delav kelim ninu. Even on other money, that's not an instrument. Lamadnu, we learn from here, Shemuzarin Yisrael, that the Jewish people are warned, Shelolim not Dakaug Milut Chesed Bimamon, not to rescind, not to hold themselves back from doing charity or doing kindness with their money, Bishvid Shelosa Hu Imoka Avayato, because he didn't do it for me. When I needed a job, he didn't recommend me. So now he needs a job, I'm not going to recommend him. No. Even if it's not a question of instruments, it's a question of money, nonetheless, we're not allowed to hold a grudge or take revenge. Shazei nikima, this falls under the biblical prohibition of taking revenge. V'gam muzarin, and we're also warned not to bear a grudge on these issues. Shazoi netira, for this is also part of the biblical prohibition of bearing a grudge. Adkan nishono, till here is what Rabbi Eliezer Mimit says. So what Chafetz Chaim taught us today is that the prohibition of taking revenge or bearing a grudge is relevant to monetary issues, but not only questions of borrowing vessels, but even bigger monetary issues. There too we are warned not to hold back from doing kindness to a person just because he was mean to us.